Welcome back, Ahmed. I'm Michael. Today's topic is research on concise audio instruction, how to make a short, solo-narrated lesson clearer, more memorable, and genuinely useful without mistaking brevity for effectiveness. That distinction matters. A lesson can be polished and compact, yet still overload attention, move too quickly, or leave the listener with nothing they can retrieve later. Conversely, a carefully paced explanation can feel simple while doing sophisticated instructional work. The key question is not merely how much content fits into a limited time. It is how well the lesson directs attention, manages mental effort, activates prior knowledge, and creates opportunities to recall and apply what was heard. We'll approach the evidence cautiously. In the most recent research window, no relevant new publications could be verified, so there is no responsible basis for announcing a fresh breakthrough or drawing conclusions about new study quality. That absence of verified material does not mean research has stopped. It simply means that novelty should not be manufactured where the evidence cannot be checked. Instead, the focus will remain on durable findings, replicated principles, important limitations, and practical implications. Along the way, we'll examine several ideas that are often blended together, even though they answer different problems. Concise instruction concerns selection and clarity. Microlearning concerns the size and timing of learning experiences. Retrieval practice asks learners to bring information back to mind rather than merely hear it again. Cognitive load research considers the demands placed on limited working memory. Spoken instruction adds its own challenge because audio is transient. Listeners cannot always scan backward as easily as readers can. For each major finding, the useful questions are straightforward. How strong is the evidence? Does it extend beyond one study or one narrow setting? What does the result actually support? Where might it fail? And what concrete change could improve a focused, single-speaker lesson? The aim is not to collect fashionable techniques. It is to distinguish robust guidance from appealing slogans, and to turn that distinction into better narration. So as we begin, consider one deceptively simple question. When a listener finishes a concise audio lesson, what should they be able to recall, explain, or do that they could not do before?